We are at the Holcomb Rock Blueberry Farm in Dennis, and this is a 3-acre pick-your-own farm, and I've done a number of surveillance projects here in the last 6 years, so everything from winter moth, and now we're on the trail of hunting down the brown marmorated stink bug.
What's the plan for this morning?
The plan for this morning is we're going to deploy pheromone traps that contain both an aggregation and a sex pheromone. So it's a trap that basically looks like a rocket. And basically the game is that you're luring with two different chemicals insects that may be in the field or approaching the field. So what we're going to do is put traps at the four corners of this place and see if we can get them coming from any direction.
So it looks like a rocket. It has a clear housing on top so you can see the bugs inside, but it also has these almost like the panels of a fly swatter on the bottom with little holes that lead the bug up into the trap. And once they get into the trap, even though there's a hole, they're not smart enough to get out.
Nope. They're clever, but not that clever. There we go.
Okay, so you're going to put one on each corner. So that means just four for this 3-acre farm is going to be enough. You want to see a sampling of the density?
It's about detection. Are we finding them? And last year, we found more than anybody else in the state doing surveillance, and it was at this exact spot.
What are you talking about for numbers?
Oh, relatively small compared to, like, say, a gypsy moth pheromone trap that might contain, like, you know, 1,000 males after a couple days. I found a total of about a little less than 20 here last year, but that's more than one, and it suggests that, okay, maybe we have a population here. So right now it's like, do we have evidence to intensify our surveillance in the field itself?
I see. We are really at the beginning stages of trying to figure out if they've established themselves here.
Exactly. I mean, last year it was like, oh, aha, we have something interesting going on here. Let's keep probing.
How would they end up here and not have maybe started in the Upper Cape and made their way out, or vice versa?
That's a good question. One of the things we know about this stink bug is that in the fall, they love to go into structures. They'll go into homes, into attic crawl spaces. And I suspect that with the established populations that are well documented in places like New York and Pennsylvania and Virginia, if you look around the Cape, we see a lot of vehicles with license plates from those states. What I know is people have observed them going into door panels and places like that in fairly large numbers. So I think it would be interesting to pop open a few door panels of the vehicles in this area, because if this is established, it will be problematic. It is a major agricultural pest. It causes millions of dollars worth of damage to both fruits and vegetable crops.
What do they look like?
These guys are about 3/8 of an inch long. They're kind of circular. The antennae have alternating white and black bands, and around the abdomen you see alternating triangles that are also black and white. So there's no other stink bug that looks like this.
Can they fly?
They can fly.
Talk about its smell.
They have a gland. They emit a foul odor if something tries to eat them. So it's a defense mechanism. I've annoyed other species of stink bugs, so I kind of get a sense of what what they're capable of. And it's a very pungent, very powerful odor. It's very not very pleasant.
Let's say you find more this year. At what point do you become concerned, and what do you do about it?
Yeah, what I basically do, I'm going to be looking hard at what other states are doing where this thing is a big problem. I know that from what I've read so far, it is a very difficult beast to tame.
Well, Larry, I'll let you get to it and get the rest of those traps set up. Thanks so much for letting me come along.